There are so many fun things we all can do to be healthier.
Welcome to ATM.
Talking with Barbara White and Edward Murray Jr. about the Omega Psi Phi Black College Tour. So if you have children or if you yourself are somebody who is interested in the Black College Tour, then definitely grab your pen, get some paper, and pull up to the radio so you can learn more information about the Omega Psi Phi New York City Black College Tour. In addition, we are just listen, what an incredible interview we're having with District Attorney Charles Hines, the Brooklyn District Attorney, here with us tonight talking about some programs that are coming up in Brooklyn this coming Saturday and the Saturday after. Some really important information that you want to hear more about. And you don't have to be a resident of Brooklyn. You can be a resident of any part of the New York City area to take advantage of these programs that he'll be sharing with us this evening on Professional Style. So again, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Kathleen Williams. Today is Sunday, December 9th. And yeah, how many days? I can't even count them right now until Christmas, but guess what? It's coming up any day now. Really quickly, the year is coming to an end. 2012 is coming to an end. Have you done everything that you purposed to do in 2012? Well, if you have, woohoo! And congratulations to you. I am very proud of you, and I want to honor you for your success in 2012. Even if you haven't, I'm going to honor you for your success in 2012 because we're still here talking about it and the year is not over yet. So guess what? You still have some time. And there was a motto that we had in law school. Most of you know I went to Ohio State College of Law. It's now called the Moritz College of Law. The motto there, I was introduced to it in my first week of law school, and I was assigned a mentor. Her name was Gail, and she said to me, listen, this is a grueling program, a very grueling program, and it goes by before you know it. But I want you to understand something, Kathleen, she said to me. You can really save your butt in 24 hours. If you've got an exam coming up, if you've got a paper coming up, if you've got something that you have got to get out, do not give up. Do not turn away from the prize. You can save your behind. And she didn't use those words, so she's a little bit more choice words that she used. But she said, you can save your behind in 24 hours. And we have much more than 24 hours until December 31st. So guess what? You can still get a pound off. You can still go do a whole lot of stuff. You can get 10 pounds off before the end of the year if that happened to be your goal. You can still apply for that job. You can still get that book started. A whole lot of stuff you can still do before the end of the year. So all of us are still working at it. And so whatever you have planned, whatever you've got going on, you've got till December 31st to make it happen. So I've got faith in you. I've got faith in you. You can do this. You can absolutely do this. So anyway, just let me see, talk to you a little bit about some of the things that have come up over the last couple of weeks, right? had a quick trip to the West Coast, had an opportunity to spend some time with Dr. Barbara DeAngelis. She is, if you all are not familiar with her, she is the author of Making Love Work. She's also the author of Are You the One for Me? And her most recent book is called How Did I Get Here? And my goodness, what an incredible teacher she is. She offers numerous programs in the area of personal growth, professional personal growth, and study of yourself, of oneself. Phenomenal, just phenomenal. So I had an opportunity to spend some time with her over the past week studying with her and in some of her programs. And the information that we walk away with is just bar none incredible. So if anybody wants any information about that, you can go to BarbaraDeAngelis.com, spelled Barbara DeAngelis, DeAngelis. Just go to her website, check it out, check out her books. I am reading Are You the One for Me for maybe the third or fourth time. It didn't sink in well the first the first couple of times. It didn't sink in so great. I read it when it first came out. So I'd have to go grab my book to tell you when that was. But let me just say, suffice it to say, it was in the 80s. It was in the 80s, if not late 70s, that it came out the first time. So first of all, if you read the book, Are You the One for Me? So for those of you who are looking for relationships or wanting to improve your relationship, grab a hold of that book and do all of the exercises in it. Don't try to cut any corners, because that's what I did the first time, and which is why I'm reading it again. So definitely pick up a copy of Are You the One for Me and any other of Dr. Barbara DeAngelis' books. And her study materials, just really some really, really great stuff. And in addition, I've been watching a lot of programs about young men. Let me see. What's the word I want to use? Powerful? How's that? Is that powerful is a good word? Powerful is a good word. Intriguing is an okay word. Inspiring is a great word for what I've been seeing. I did some work also this past week with a community organization here in Queens, New York. It's called UNICOM, which stands for Unity in the Community. UNICOM, Unity in the Community. We had a meeting yesterday at the Greater Springfield Community Church, which is in Southeast Queens. And the purpose of this organization is to bring together as many people as possible in the community, not just individuals, but certainly individuals, but in addition to individuals, businesses, healthcare organizations, physicians' offices, you name it, bringing all the members of the community together to have a sit down and discuss what's important to you for your community. What are the things that you want to see happen here? What are the changes that you want to see made? And how do we affect that change? Now, that may sound like, that's nothing new. That's what, you know, communities do all the time. But here's how it becomes different and the nuance of it. The UNICOM then invites all of the elected officials to come to the town hall meetings. And the UNICOM members take platforms, and they together will identify where they want to see the community go as a block. So the members of UNICOM decide together, this is how we're going to vote. So this is how we're going to vote. We're either voting for you if you are promoting our interests and what's in the best interest of our community, or we're voting against you if you're not moving with us for the better of our community. So, as you can imagine, the larger this UNICOM organization grows, the more, much more attention it gets from the elected officials. So yesterday we had a meeting, and there were several members of UNICOM who were there, as were Senator Malcolm Smith, Council Member Leroy Comrie, and District Leader Jacqueline Brooks, NAACP Jamaica Branch President Leroy Gadsden. The Superintendent of Schools for District 29 was also there, in addition to several other persons who were, you know, who came through the meeting throughout the day. One of the things that I learned is that the community center, the Sean Bell Community Center, you all are familiar, remember Sean Bell, he's a young man who was shot many, many years ago now, several times by a police officer coming from a nightclub the eve of his wedding. So his parents built a community center in his name on Sutphin Boulevard in Jamaica, Queens. And that community center, excuse me, has lost funding and is about to close. So many members of the administration of the community center were there appealing to not only the members of UNICOM, but the elected officials. So that was pretty interesting in itself. So a movement is afoot to assist them in continuing to remain open, and they do a lot of great things for members of the community, giving out clothing. They have some after-school things, programs going on there, and it's an environment where a lot of people can just go and get some support. Excuse me. In addition to that, there were some very, very pointed questions directed at the elected officials. In particular, Senator Malcolm Smith, who will be running for mayor of New York, very pointed questions directed at him and some of the moves that he's made to position himself to run for mayor. So there's some concern, and there's a lot of it that I'm going to have to go do some more research about. So maybe Jerome will be able to, give us some assistance with understanding exactly what happened. But Reverend Norris, Bishop Norris, who is one of the elders in this community, very politically active, very active in just about everything that goes on in Southeast Queens, and he challenged the senator and made some comments suggesting that the people might want to ask him to remove himself from office. So it was a biting meeting, if I might say. But I bring it to your attention because it's important to know that an organization like this exists, where people are working together for the better of the community, to decrease all kinds of violence, to increase the economic livelihood of the area, and just to really promote health, wellness, and an economic influx and property ownership, business ownership for the community of Southeast Queens, which, of course, enhances one's professional style, right? So that's why we want to talk about it here. That and a bunch more things are going on. I'll infuse them throughout the program, but we have some special guests here with us tonight. So I want to take a real quick break, and we will return in just a moment. I believe our guests are here, the chair and co-chair of New York City Omega Black College Tour. So we're going to start out with that this evening. So sit tight, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Again, I am your host. You're listening to Professional Style on the Ask Kathleen Network. And if you want to be a part of the conversation, pick up your phone, dial in 909-265-9189. Jerome always yells at me for saying that number so fast. So let me say it again, 909-265-9189. So dial up, join in, hit 1 if you want to make a comment, and we will be right back in just a moment.
Kevin, now that you're in eighth grade, let's not talk about alcohol. You've got a lot going on. Sports, homework, so I'm sure you haven't noticed where we keep the alcohol in the house. When you hang out with your friends, I know how innocent it is. You play video games, watch educational TV programs. Besides, you're too smart to have friends who drink. By the time you reach high school, trying to be cool and fit in will be the last thing on your mind. You'll be focused on getting into my alma mater, not experimenting with drinking. So don't worry. I won't ask if you've tried alcohol or what you're doing when you sleep over a friend's house. I mean, you're too young to even think about stuff like drinking. Right, kiddo?
Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% try it by the 8th grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early. Talk often. Get others involved. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I want to see more serious political conversations starting to happen.
I want corporations out of the government, and I want people back in.
I want peace rather than militarization.
I want the top wealthiest Americans to be taxed higher and not money to go to education.
I want economic justice.
I want to be able to speak my voice without jeopardizing my job.
I want a greater regulation of the banks and the market.
I want my kids to have jobs and health care.
I want true democracy for the 99% of us who don't have it anymore.
Winning 2 Olympic gold medals for Team USA still doesn't feel real to me. Achieving my dream feels like a dream. I hope I can inspire people to take AT&T's pledge to never text and drive. My reason to pledge is for both of my families, my host family and my family at home. Find your reason and take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. It can wait. Take the pledge now at itcanwait.com.
Welcome back to Professional Style with Kathleen Williams. I'm your host, and I just want to bring in my co-host, my beautiful sister, Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie, how you doing? Whoa, Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie. Can you hear me? Let's see, is somebody muted? Am I muted? No, she's not muted. Okay, all right, so we'll wait for Ronnie to come back. And I also want to... Okay, hey, Ronnie, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm excited about the guest. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait either. We've been looking so forward to having Barbara White, my high school buddy, sister, everything, with us. And also we are joined by Edward Murray Jr. And Barbara and Edward are the chair. Edward is the chair and Barbara is the co-chair of New York City Omega Black College Tour. So without any further delay, I'd love to bring them to the air and welcome both Edward Murray and Barbara White to Professional Style. Thank you
for having us.
It is our pleasure. It is our pleasure to have you here. So tell us, listen, start out. This is probably, you know, one of my favorite topics to talk about is the Black College Tour, because for me, I didn't get an opportunity to go on a college tour at all. I went to visit a couple of the schools that I had applied to, but I didn't go on a Black College Tour. And I think that I don't regret anything, but I really think that would have been a fabulous opportunity for me had I done so, now that what I know. So both of you, whoever would like to start, tell us a little bit about, you know, why you started this and what it's all about.
Okay, well, I'll start. We actually didn't start this. We are actually, the baton has been handed to us. This tour is in its 22nd year of existence, and it just so happens that it's Barbara and I turn now to pick up the mantle and do what we can to assist the youth in the greater New York City area, just to provide educational, be a catalyst in providing educational opportunities for them.
Wonderful. So, okay, great. Understanding that you didn't start it, but it's you all are running the New York City branch of. Okay, great. That's awesome. All right. So tell us what has to happen. How do people get involved with the Black College Tour, and where do you go on this tour? Because there's so many Black colleges around. How do you choose? And how do the kids get involved? I know that's a loaded question, so just go
that's
for
a
it.
Lot. That's a really loaded one.
Well, do you want to take how the kids get involved?
Yeah. We have an application process. Ed and I have gone out throughout the city for the past couple of months presenting the opportunity to various organizations, to schools, workshops. We've just been all around. We've been on other radio programs. We've been blessed to be able to do that. And we introduced the program throughout the community. And like I said, the parents and the students have to fill out an application process. So it's a process where the students fill out the applications. We're going to 15 different historically Black colleges and universities. And if they are accepted on the tour, that's where the process begins.
Okay. And do you go to the same colleges and universities every time you go?
No, we do not. We mix them up. We get feedback from our students. We basically rely on the student experience. If school X was a school they loved, we're obviously going to go there again. If we don't get favorable feedback, there's 105 of them. We want to hit all 105. So we'll unplug that one and put another one in its place.
Oh, okay, great. And okay, you go by bus, right?
I'm sorry?
Yes, it's a bus tour. Yes,
it's a bus tour.
By bus. Yes, a coach
and,
bus tour.
And how many kids do you take with you?
Well, at this present time, we have slots for 40 students.
Wow, that's awesome. And then and what age ranges or what grades?
Well, we have high school students at the moment, so that's about 15 to 18.
Okay. And do they have to have any kind of, let's see, a grade point average or anything like that? How do you all choose? You have an application process. How do you choose who goes with you?
No, we don't have a grade point average per se, because we definitely want the middle student.
Uh-huh.
Because the student who already has the A average, they pretty much know where they want to go. We want to give the opportunity to all students, of course, but we want that middle student and that student that perhaps believes that they do not have an opportunity, who's not traveled before, who's not changed their environment, and just has the desire to go on the tour. So like I said, it's an application process that the family must fill out. They come in for an interview. The family must come in with the student, and we sit down. We have a nice conversation, ask them a series of questions, and if we're all on the same page, we accept them to begin the process of the workshops that are involved to go on the tour.
I love that. I love the fact that you want the, you have the parents staying involved from the very beginning. That is so key.
Yeah, that's the key to the process, because they're entrusting us with their most important commodities, and that's their children. So we must all be on the same page. Everyone must bond. They get to know us. We have the workshops. We have four workshops leading up to the tour. We do SATs, PSATs, financial aid, etiquette. We have professionals come in and talk to them about their careers and how they got involved, college life, the history of historically Black colleges. We just go on and on. We have icebreakers. So by the time we go on the tour, everyone is very comfortable. The students have bonded. They've selected their roommates because they'll be staying in hotels together. They get the whole process before we leave the city.
This is fabulous.
This is
really wonderful. So is this a, I understand you all didn't start the this particular college tour, the Omega College Tour. But is this a, you know, something that happens all around the country? Because we have some folks on the line from all over the place. So does it happen in other cities and countries and like upstate New York and so forth, or is it New York City only?
Go ahead.
There are tours all over the country. We're based out of New York City, the greater New York City, and if someone wants to Google another tour, there are tours that are going throughout the country. It is our goal to make our tour nationwide, but today we're based out of the greater New York City area.
Right, and I meant your tour, because I'm pretty familiar that there's some other tours, but I haven't heard of any others that offer all of this. The workshops that give you information about the test taking and the etiquette. Oh my goodness! Talk to me about the etiquette. Why did you all add that?
Well, we actually met a young lady who teaches etiquette, and she offered her services because it's very important that the young students learn how to speak, how to shake hands, how to look adults in their eyes, because they're on an interview of their life.
So we thought
it was quite valuable for them to start young to learn the approach that they need for their future.
So when they go to the colleges themselves, they get an opportunity to have interviews or to speak with people at the school?
Tell me
a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, actually, what our experience is that in the past, we have had students accepted into colleges while on tour. So while the other students are touring the campus, if this is a school that the young person has a desire to go to, what we'll do is we will arrange, if possible, for an interview with the school, with the admissions department, and sometimes we get them accepted while on tour. So we get back on the bus, they have a little testimony for the rest of their peers, and they just got accepted.
Oh, wow. That's phenomenal. That's incredible. And so they would have, when they go, they have their whole package already turned in and so forth.
Yeah, transcripts with them. Yes, absolutely. Part of our requirement is to make sure that the students bring their transcripts, because if there is a mess, we want to take advantage of that opportunity.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. I'm loving this more and more. Because, first of all, the SAT and the PSAT workshop, oh, my goodness, who wouldn't need some information like that? And then
and then
the financial aid, of course, is vital. Do you all do just, financial aid, like the student loan programs, or do you do some private money as well?
No, we cover the entire financial aid gamut.
I love it.
There's pretty much three components, and we make them aware of that. We instruct them to fill out the FAFSA. We encourage them how to do that. We also make them aware that there is a loan aspect, if they so choose, and we also make them aware that there is funding that is available to them from their respective university. So someone comes in who's from financial aid from a local college, and they go over that in depth.
Okay. I love it. And then college life. You do a workshop on college life as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I love the college life because what we do is we bring an alumni from the tour. Someone who's went on the tour, they went to an HBCU, and now that they went to an HBCU, they're able to tell our students what's it like to be at an HBCU campus. Mom's not around, dad's not around. How do we discipline ourselves? How do we make the adjustment to the fact that being what college is all about, and if you don't have parents there, how to be a self-motivator and to discipline yourself to embrace and enjoy everything, but not lose sight of why you came in the first place.
Right. Oh, this is great.
That's what they can relate to. The person's in their 20s. They sat in their shoes not long ago. So it's a great experience.
That is awesome. We have a question on the line, so can you all take a question?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. We have a caller from 716 area code. Go, caller, tell us your name and go ahead and ask your question, please. Welcome to Professional Style.
Thank you. My name is Ron. I'm calling from 716. And we're calling to ask, what is the cost, the financial cost of the tour for the students?
The total cost is $817 per child. We can't charge you that. No matter what, that is the cost. By the time we get a coach bus, by the time we provide lodging and breakfast, it costs $817 per child. We don't charge that. We charge $300. The difference, my organization, Omega Psi Phi and our 501c3 cup, we raise the money for the difference.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. That's incredible. So $300. That means everybody, just about everybody. You know, you can call Uncle Jimmy, Aunt Jane, and you
Absolutely.
Know cousin Sarah, and you know, get $50 from everybody, and in no time you've got $300.
And actually, to that point, we have a form letter so that if you want to call Aunt Lump and Uncle Punk, we have a form letter that you can give to them so that they can be aware that this is a tax, because we have a nonprofit that's running this, that it could be a tax write-off for them. So we give the students, and they're having a hard time with their commitment, their financial commitment. We give them a form that they can go take with them and solicit to their whoever their contacts are.
Oh, this is great. So do you have fundraisers and so forth here in the New York City area?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes, we
absolutely.
Do.
Yes,
I was dancing around on the website, which I love, by the way. And tell us about the fundraisers, but also please tell everybody about the website.
Sure. So one of the fundraisers that we're doing is we're doing a bus ride to the D.C. so that if anybody wants to go to the mall and see the president being sworn in, we're going to provide them with an opportunity to do that on January 19th.
Nice. Okay, January 19th is the inauguration.
Yeah,
bus ride.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's
if you
awesome.
Have the swearing in.
Okay, and how much is that going to be, and how do people get information about it?
Okay, well, they can actually contact the website. The website is www.xiphichapter.com/bct.htm. The price will be $60.
Okay.
I'm going to repeat right. that because it's you're breaking up a little, Ed. The website is www.xiphichapter.com/bct.htm.
Awesome. Okay, xiphichapter.com/BCT.HTM. So that is
correct.
The website where you can get information
yes.
about the inauguration, the bus ride to the inauguration, and note that this is a fundraiser for the Black College Tour, New York City Omega Black College Tour. We're talking with Ed Herman, the chair, and Barbara White, the co-chair of the New York City Black College Tour, right here in the New York City area. If you want to enroll your children, it is an unbelievably reasonable price for them to get an opportunity to get some workshops and to go see some colleges and possibly get admitted to one on site. I've never heard of that. That sounds really wonderful. So I'm going to bring in Ronnie to see if she has some questions, and then I'm going to take a really quick break and ask you all for a couple of more, some more information about the Black College Tour. So, Ronnie, did you have any questions?
Oh, I do. I'm so excited.
excited about this, and hello to both of you. It's good to hear your voice, Barbara.
Hey, Bobby.
And my granddaughter is about to graduate. And
wow.
Just in June. So she went on a college tour earlier this year. I think she went in September, October sometime. No, sorry. She went in June, or I guess before the last semester ended. And now I was wondering, is it possible for her to go again?
Well, the application process is open until the end of the week. And you can download an application and have it postmarked to us by the end of the week, which is Friday the 13th. No, is it the 14th?
Friday the 14th, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Friday the 14th. It must be postmarked by Friday the 14th. The application is on the website that I mentioned. And get that information to us so an interview can be scheduled. It's a $25 non-refundable application fee. The interview is between the parent or guardian and the student, and a person from the organization, and that determines the factor if the child and the parent and everyone is comfortable and the child would be accepted on the tour.
Right. And I was interested because I know she went on the tour. She was really excited. She loved it and had a great time and saw many colleges that she was interested in, but I didn't hear that she got accepted upon being presented at the university or at the college. So I'm really excited about that. So I'm going to definitely pass that information on. This is wonderful. I hope that every student will enroll in your program, because if something like this was going on when I was going to school, it'd be a different world. And I think it would change the complexion of our students going to college now. It's such a great thing. I know it just didn't start, but it's not universal. You know, everybody doesn't get the opportunity presented them to do such a thing. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah,
we're
really
very
great.
Excited about this as well, because it affords so many young people an opportunity and an experience they've not had before. Kathleen and I didn't have this opportunity, nor did Ed or Ronnie. So we love what we do. We love sharing this with the youth of today, because they're our future leaders, and we just go all out. And we have a huge course of other people who help in this venture. It's a phenomenal opportunity.
Barbara, can you and Ed talk a little bit about the relationship that you all build up with the kids? Because this was another thing that I thought was so phenomenal. I'm with you, and you're like texting, and you're like, the kids are writing to you and texting to you, you know? And I just think that is just amazing, something that's so needed, again, for our kids. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. We're a family. The relationship begins once we return from the tour. We have the workshops. We go on the tour. We come back. We have a few more workshops. One in particular we didn't mention is we take them to the Foundation Center, because it's all well and fine to get accepted into one of these wonderfully historically Black colleges and universities, but to pay for it is another huge aspect of it. So we take them to the Foundation Center, and the Foundation Center has a huge program set up for them, and it's free. And they learn to search for their scholarships and their grants to help them pay for school. We have a Facebook page that we're always on with them. We have a Twitter account. We're in constant communication, as you mentioned. We take them to various places. They come out. They network with us. They speak at presentations. So we stay with them. Our commitment is with them for as long as they're pursuing their education. They go to school. We send them care packages. They create videos themselves and return these videos to us. So we have a family connection with all our students. It doesn't go away because you've gone on a tour and it's over. It's never over with us.
I love it. hold on. I have
Can I just underscore a point that Barbara made? We really do ourselves a disservice to call ourselves a tour because, as Barbara mentioned, we are so much more than a tour. Our commitment is just as Barbara just said. Once you end the tour, that doesn't end. Once we bring you back to your wonderful parents or your guardians, that doesn't end the relationship. It literally begins the relationship because now we're going to work with you to prep you, to put you in the best situation possible to get into college, even if it's not an HBCU. That's our thrust, but whatever your educational pursuits are, taking you to look up scholarship information, helping you to write essays, helping you, you know, just helping you with your application process. We do everything except write a check and personally give you money. If we could, we would. But right now, the best thing we can do, since we can't do that, is to help you, put you in the best possible position to have your application be seriously considered and to get you into college.
See, now y'all are making me want to go back to school. Is there an age limit? Can I get in on this tour?
We don't have an age limit. Well, actually, we do have an age limit.
Is that like, can I do this over again? Let me get in there.
I know. I wish
right?
we had someone like we had. I wish that Ed and I, all four of us, had someone like we have what we're doing for the students to help us along the way. So it gives us so much joy and pleasure.
Absolutely.
Giving back to the young people. It gives us more
Absolutely.
Joy than anyone can understand. And it's all volunteer. You know, we volunteer. We're dedicated to what we do.
Absolutely.
Well, I can
Absolutely.
Tell.
But, you know, there's room for just as you're enjoying, you know, you're appreciating what we're sharing. There's room for adults, whether you're in school, whether you're not in school. There's room for adults to get involved. There's a lot of work that goes on to make this happen before and after the tour. And as I mentioned, we have to raise $517 per child. We don't have an endowment. We don't have a godfather that's writing a check for that. So that's Barbara and I looking up grant opportunities, going to the foundation library, calling for grant opportunities, doing fundraisers. So if anybody wants to get involved, either in helping us to secure funds, they have opportunity for donations, or they want to roll up their sleeve. You know, if they want to give us either financial equity or sweat equity, whatever they want to do to assist, we are more than willing to accept that.
Well, listen, I'm not going to go into my whole story about my experience at an HBCU because that's like a whole nother show. And everybody,
okay.
like oh, the producer of the show and Ronnie, my sister, every time I start talking about it, they roll their eyes like, oh, God, here she goes again. Here she goes again. Slowly I turn. But so the thing is, if I had had an opportunity like this, I'm telling you that I'd probably be a Lincoln University graduate. Really. But
remember my father took me on my college tour?
Yes. Yes. That's right. I remember Mr. Williams took you on your college tour. And I went to Lincoln University and acted like I wasn't at school, but I was, you know, I don't know where I thought I was, but not like I was, you know, someplace where I was supposed to be studying hard or choosing a major properly, you know. So I just kind of did all the wrong things, which I would, you know, my experience I think is one that's really valuable to share with some of the students so they know not to get online, and when I mean online, I mean in a fraternity or sorority, and think that that's the end all, you know, once you go over the hot burning sands that you automatically get an A in all those classes. You don't. You do not.
I remember you being online. I remember.
Oh, my God. You know, so it's like not that kind of party. They don't care that, you know, when I go in there with all my Greek paraphernalia on, I'm like, wait a minute, but I pledged. I'm supposed to pass, right? No, that's not on the curriculum. that was not on your syllabus. So, hello. So I ended up getting dismissed from Lincoln University. And had I had, yeah, had I had the college life class, you know, maybe even some etiquette, whatever, I would have had some, you know, some help from ahead of time. Like, you can pledge, but you cannot sacrifice other stuff for it. And if you're in the wrong major, yeah, if you're in the wrong major or you're trying to, you know, do a major because your Aunt Sally wants you to major in what, veterinary medicine or something like that, if you hate dogs, why would you do that? So, you know, it's just basic information that I think as you deliver this to the young people that are in your program, it puts them way ahead of the game.
You know what else?
It really
great?
Does.
What else is wonderful about your program is that sometimes the parents are too close, emotionally tied in. So when you have professional assistants that can take the pain away from the parents, because most parents are thinking, oh, my God, how am I going to pay for this? Oh, my God, how am I going to pay for this? Oh, my God, they're going away for the first time. Are they going to act right? Are they going to be able to take care of themselves? You know, and a lot of things go into the cracks. You know, I think things get overlooked, and that's how you get to college and don't know how to act and don't, you know, things happen to you that ordinarily may not happen because you do have now professional assistance, people that have been to college and can separate themselves from what your emotional situation is and really help you to get focused and understand why you're going to college and what the outcomes, what you're supposed to expect and what, you know, the benefits are. I really think it's fantastic. I applaud you. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
And that's exactly what it is. It gives the parents an opportunity to have another set of professionals who are caring and loving toward their children, to have an impartial aspect of it. And these children are comfortable speaking to us because we form this bond and relationship with them. So perhaps they don't want to say something to their parents, they'll come to one of us and ask a question and get some insight. So it gives them, it extends, it's that whole village concept that we grew up with. We are recreating that village concept.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. So I'm going to just take a real quick break, and we will come right back with you all just in case we have any other questions, and then we will we'll talk a little bit more when we come back. So can you all hang out for a couple more minutes?
Sure.
Okay, great. All right. Thanks, everybody. You are listening to Professional Style. I am your host, Kathleen Williams. I'm here with my co-host, Ronnie Best, and our producer, Jerome Esprit, is working hard behind the scenes, so he'll be with us a little shortly. But we're going to take a real quick break, and we will be back in just a minute, so sit tight.
My collection is made of all the things that make me. You can tell my block got bigger, but I always remember where I started. And it feels great to move forward without leaving yourself behind. From uptown to downtown, it's all part of my style. I'm right where I'm supposed to be, thanks to where I've been. My style tells my story.
Introducing the Jennifer Lopez Collection, only at Kohl's.
How does it feel to try smooth, delicious Hershey's chocolate with 30% less fat? A smooth, delicious cause for celebration. New Hershey's Simple Pleasures Chocolate. 30% less fat, 100% delicious.
Dear Honda, thanks for getting my friend Lisa a deal on her Odyssey at your holiday sales event.
She's got five boys, so the Bluetooth comes in handy.
I have to kill.
Plus, it's got a rear view camera and seating for the ladies.
It's Christmas time in Holland, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens.
More happiness and standard features with every Honda during Happy Honda Days. Get a great deal on the 2013 Odyssey at your Honda dealer.
Look at these pictures. Okay, your hair was so beautiful last night. What did you do?
I stopped using heat. So I set my hair with wraps that move. It makes my hair look so rich. And then I finish with gloss and polisher so I don't frizz on the dance floor. And I'm good to go.
It's still looking good today.
Well, we all look good.
Yeah. Ladies, we had a blast.
Yeah.
Organic Root Stimulator, nature's secret to healthier styled hair.
You are listening to Professional Style. I'm your host, Kathleen Williams, and you can join in on the conversation. 909-265-9189. And we are here tonight with our distinguished guests, both Edward A. Murray Jr., who is the chair, and Barbara White, who is the co-chair of New York City Omega Black College Tour. And of course, I'm here with my sister and co-host, Ronnie Best, and our producer, Jerome Esprit of Esprit Net News Radio, is working behind the scenes. He will be joining us a little shortly. And we just wanted to come back to Barbara and Edward to give us some more information about the Black College Tour. If you all can just sum it up for us again, once again, and let everyone know the website again for the Black College Tour, that would be amazing.
Okay, the website is www.xipchi.com/BCT.htm.
Great. And I will.
And our tour, I'm sorry, the tour is February 16th through February 22nd. You can download our application from the website. We're visiting 15 different historically Black colleges and universities. The tour is $300 per student. We'll be going to Virginia State, Spelman, Morehouse, Clark Atlanta, Claflin, South Carolina State, Benedict, Johnson C. Smith, Winston-Salem State, North Carolina A&T, Norfolk State University, Hampton University, Howard University, Morgan State, and Chapin State.
Look, I'm going on that tour. I'm trying.
You can definitely get involved.
Kathleen, you're not going on the tour.
Ronnie is so afraid I'm going to enroll in school again. She's like, you are a professional student.
I think we have another fundraiser. I'm sorry. Edward, do we have another fundraiser?
I'm sorry.
Do we have another fundraiser? We have an cabaret.
We're having a cabaret debate. We are targeting the first weekend in February. We're still working out, but if you go back to that website, more information regarding it will be posted on the website.
Oh, okay, great. So we will look out for fundraisers.
But there's other
of course.
Opportunities to get to support. You can support the inauguration. The bus ride to D.C., or we just have a donate button. If you go to that website, there's a button where you could, if someone wants to financially contribute, it's a tax-deductible donation that they can make. We'll get them a receipt, and you know, those are the options to support it.
Okay, great. And will you all, go to various meetings and associations and so forth to talk about the tour as well?
Absolutely. We go to churches. We go to organizations like 100 Black Men, as an example. We have been there as well, and we're looking at various organizations to make partnerships and alliances.
Okay, fabulous. And I have, if we haven't talked to you yet about the National CARES Mentoring Movement, I would love to talk to you about that. For Queens, New York has a National CARES Mentoring Movement. And, of course, you know, that's the movement for that Susan Taylor started when she was with Essence, and started as Essence Care, and now CARES, and now it's tongue-tied. Sound like Steve Harvey. Okay. The National CARES Mentoring Movement has affiliate chapters all over the country. So we've started a chapter here in Queens. There's one starting up now also in Nassau County as well, but I would love to, it just sounds like a perfect fit, so I'd love to have a conversation.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, it really does. It sounds like a perfect fit. And so the applications for this year's tour are due when again?
Friday, December 14th.
Okay, and you said postmarked by Friday or due to you by Friday?
Postmarked by Friday.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to thank you all again so much for being here with us tonight, and we're going to have you come back, because there's so much to talk about when it comes down to the historically black colleges. You know, I'd like to talk to you more about information with regards to, you know, the percentages of students that go, the numbers of students that you're able to help. You know, and when does the next one, if you missed this tour for this year, when do you start taking applications for 2014?
For 2014.
We will be taking applications. So we always have the tour during the winter break. So it'll be February of this time next year is when we will be on tour. Look for the summertime, August, around August is when we usually start. We used to kick it off with Harlem Week, where they have a big HBCU fair. But people can just check our website.
Okay.
Because we will post it up sooner than later. But right now, let us get through the 2013 school first.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. All right. Barbara and Ed, thank you so much for being here on Professional Style. This has been a pleasure of mine. And Barbara, I just wanted to let you know that the person who asked the question, that was Ronald Brown from Music and Art.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Sorry, Ed. He's still on the line. Let me let him say hello to you. Ronald, you still there?
But I knew you as Barbara Wilson. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
You don't remember me at all. The last time I saw you was, remember the play that Kathy did in her senior year at Music and Art? The play that she directed and partially wrote, and she did as a guest was that history month. And I'm trying to think of the name of the play. But
I don't remember either. It was Soldiers and something.
I don't remember. Sheila Barker, Jim Kelly, Sheila Briggs, your high dancers, Mrs. Ellis, our dresser, helped to coach y'all through the dancing. God bless Mr. Ben, you know, he was large in producing it. Leovis Clyburn sang in it. I think Sharon Baker was also in it. Sharon and Leovis graduated the year after y'all. But anyway,
way major cobwebs to
Sharon Baker's the only name that I can remember out of that conversation. And Sheila.
Oh my goodness.
And Sheila, of course.
Sheila.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeannie Kelly was the vice president of student government. Kathy was president that year, and they did this play for Black History Month. And
I'm a year ahead of you all.
That's right, but you came back for that.
Barbara, Ronald remembers everything, okay?
Clearly. I didn't take my medicine. Sorry, Ronald.
He remembers everything. So anyway, again, thank you so much, Ronald, for calling in. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show with us. And Ed and Barbara, it's been an amazing time this evening. Thank you for all the information that you gave us. I'll definitely be tweeting and posting this up on Facebook and, you know, getting the word out to as many people as possible to get those applications in by this Friday. And Ronnie, of course, you're going to get your granddaughter to send her application in so she can participate too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it would be great if she gets another tour. She really enjoyed the last tour, but I think one more tour would really help and give her a chance to make the sound decision. You know how it is when you go on the first, tour and you're dazzled, but you don't really get a chance to settle in and say, okay, I really would like to be here. I'd like to be here. So far, she said Howard, but I think if she goes one more tour, then she would be able to make a sound decision. And it would be so exciting. I just texted her mother to see what they thought. And
good.
If I have anything to do with it, she's going on the tour. I wanted to. What's the gentleman's name? The chairman.
Edward Murray.
Edward Murray. I remember when we were growing up and everybody wanted to be affiliated with Omega Psi Phi, no matter what they did. So, no matter what they did, they used to give the best parties. They always had the best organizational, you know, any type of organizational community activity so far. So I'm really excited about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We like to say that we play hard, but we work even harder. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, great. So, listen, you all, thank you again. And we're going to keep the word out for you all. And I definitely want to have you back because this is really wonderful information. And, you know, during your time, you know, even though the next tour, of course, isn't come up until February, I would love to hear how things are going, you know, with the classes and so forth. And if there's anything I can do to help, please let me know, because this is really great stuff, and our youth need it so desperately. So I applaud you all and appreciate you and honor you for this tremendous work that you're doing.
Thank you again.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much, Kathleen. We appreciate it. We really do. Thank you
Thank
for
you
having
for
us
having
on your show.
Oh, yeah. It's my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Professional Style, and we have with us tonight Barbara White and Edward Murray Jr., and they are sharing information with us about the New York City Omega New York City Black College Tour. So if you're just tuning in, definitely replay this show. You want to hear all the great things that they are offering for no more than $300. So call Aunt Susie, Uncle Bobo, and, you know, Uncle Jimmy, and get $300 together and get your kids enrolled. You have until Friday. You can postmark those applications Friday, December 14th. To get your children enrolled in the Black College Tour, which, as they said, is more a family than just a tour. It's more than just a week spent with them, but they help your children find money for school, learn how to conduct themselves at school so they don't have the same story that I had, which I still talk about however many years later, having been removed from an HBCU, and that didn't have to happen. So if I had been in the Omega New York City Black College Tour, that wouldn't have happened with me. So, you know, well, all things work together for the good to them who love God anyway, so I'm doing great, but just so that you know that there is something available for your children. So do make sure that you go to the website, which is zipichapter.com, zipichapter.com/BCT.htm for sign up and more information about how to donate and to get involved with some of their fundraisers. So we're going to take a quick break right now, and we will come back with we'll come right back in just a moment. But you can call in at 909 909-265-9189 if you want to join in the conversation. 909-265-9189. And when we get back, you'll get to hear from none other than the district attorney for Kings County, otherwise known as Brooklyn, New York, Charles Hine, the DA of Brooklyn, and he gave some great information. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to SBNet News, 90-second news break. Auto sales in November raced to a five-year high, leaving industry executives optimistic about 2013. New census data affirm a clear and sustained drop in illegal immigration. For the first time since 1910, Hispanic immigrants last year was topped by immigrants from Asia. Young people's attachment to their mobile phones is eroding their personal relationships, according to a new study. The claims come after research revealed that young adults, in addition to sending over 100 texts, check their mobile up to 60 times a day. In all, students spend about 7 hours a day interacting with technology. The word lunatic will be stricken from federal law under legislation passed by the House. The word derived from the Latin word luna, meaning moon, an ancient belief that people could become moonstruck by lunar movements. If the moon shines on you while you're asleep, it made you mad, you become a lunatic. Japan Airlines is to begin serving KFC to passengers on some U.S. and European flights for 3 months next week. Now, KFC fast food is a huge following in Japan around Christmas because it stems back to when U.S. expatriates couldn't find turkey. There you have it. I'm Jerome Esprit for Espritnet News on ACN.
Protein Effect, new Special K protein cereal. With 10 grams of protein and 3 grams of fiber, finally a protein cereal to help keep you fuller longer. Willpower, what will you gain when you lose?
Seems like you guys got a little gassed
enough
out.
Already. Come on, guys. Next question.
What's your favorite color?
What's my favorite color?
Yes.
Purple.
What's your favorite animal?
Sea turtle.
What's your bedtime? Do you believe in space aliens?
I love puppies.
Hash browns or home fries?
Home fries.
Do you like my dress?
Why can't you guys ask good questions like this?
For a chance to interview an NFL player, join Visa NFL Fan Offers and make your season epic.
Red Lobster's hitting the streets to tell real people about our new 15 under 15 menu.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. This looks amazing.
That's a good deal. Wow.
It's so good.
Our new mainstays. 15 entrees under $15. Seafood, chicken, and more.
Oh, the tilapia with roasted vegetables.
I'm actually looking at the wood grill chicken with portobello wine sauce.
You're so fascinated by the prices. You keep rambling at home.
That pork chop was great.
No more fast food Fridays. We gotta go. We're gonna go to Red Lobster. Yeah.
Try our 15 under 15 menu and see food differently.
Producer Jerome Esprit is in the background doing what he does in the background, helping us out on the show here. So thank you so much, Jerome.
Well, I was in the background. I just didn't want to just jump in there on you.
After I got a little the board was a little froze, so you had a little delay, but we're all good. So
we're all good. And that was some great information. What a fabulous program. The black on black college tour.
Don't do it.
The New York City Omega Black College Tour. What an incredible program.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that up to Ronnie because I know Ronnie has something for it. But it sounds like a great program. See, I had a chance to go to some pre-college programs, so I was cool.
You went on a tour?
Well, I went on a couple of tours, but I didn't go to a black college tour. I'm sure I'd have went to a black college if I would have went on a black college tour, though.
Yeah, and I probably would. I think we talked about this before, too. I probably would have went to Howard.
You would have changed schools? That's just mean.
I know. It's tacky. It's so tacky. But I probably would have. I definitely would have thought of one of those schools with the marching band. What?
Someone had a good band. Hey, you know, I also want to say, you must be bucking up for an honorary from Howard. They can do that in a backdoor kind of way. Give you an honorary degree from Howard.
They need to give me 7 honoraries from Lincoln.
Oh, well.
But I guess I've dogged them so bad over the years, they're probably like, forget her. No. But, you know, now that I've grown up, I recognize it's not their fault.
I didn't get to go on any black college tour.
I know.
Because they were anti-black college when I was growing up.
Were they really?
Mm-hmm. It was anti-black college.
Who was? Your parents?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
Your parents?
I wanted to go to, well, okay. Everybody from New York wants to go where?
Howard.
Serious. End of story. Right. If you don't want to go to Howard, you want to go to Lincoln. And if you don't want to go to Lincoln, you want to go to Howard. It's just the way it is. And if you're really, really abstract, you want to go to Virginia State.
I didn't know there was a Virginia State. No, I didn't. I knew that there was Howard. And then I found out about Lincoln. And... Mm-hmm. I don't remember why. Oh, I remember why. You know how I found out about Lincoln?
Huh?
Dr. Somerville.
Oh, very interesting.
Our family doctor went to Lincoln University. And so, mm-hmm. you know, and Mommy wanted a doctor in the family. Don't let me start on that story again. But Mommy wanted a doctor in the family, and since she couldn't convince Ronnie to go to med school, she got me. And so I went to pre-med at Lincoln, where Dr. Somerville went. Huh. So a lot of the professionals in our community went to Lincoln or Howard. That's where they went.
Yep. And family.
And family, that's right, because Pet was at Howard.
Forever.
Pet, yep.
Isn't she still there?
No, she retired. She retired.
Oh, she did?
That's where I should have gone. That's where I should have gone. But not in regret or anything like that, but, you know, thinking back, so, of course. So, anyway, Black College Tour, that sounds really fabulous. I'm really happy for them.
And, you know, people also wanted to go. Okay, back in our day, people wanted to go to Morgan State. Is it Morgan State?
No, I don't know.
Is there a Morgan State? Yeah. People wanted to go
Morehouse.
To those. Morehouse, I'm sorry. Morehouse. Morehouse College and some of the others. And my parents were just not into the even though, Jerome, we do have the same parents, I want you to know, but there are times when they're her parents and then when they irritate their parents. So they were not in, they just, you know, my father tried to send me to, where was that he took me to? I was so embarrassed.
Upstate New York?
No, to Boston Conservatory of Music.
Oh, and you
get over you, that horrific experience.
Why? Why was that horrific?
First of all, I don't even know how I got, I don't even know how they let me audition.
Because that's, you were an excellent violinist. That's why they let you audition. Stop that.
And I passed out right in front of the people. I remember standing there looking at the people, and I think I passed out. I don't remember playing a note. I just know that they looked at me and they're like, they looked at my father like, yeah, don't come back. It was terrible. I think I was terrible. I really do. You had to be, you had to be from the Philharmonic to get in there.
Yeah. Well, you got an interview.
I got an interview. I can put so that on my wrist.
Yeah. We got an interview shoot. Go ahead, sis. So anyway, let me see if Jerome is ready, because we have coming up the an incredible interview with District Attorney Charles Hines from Brooklyn, New York, talking about some amazing programs he's got coming up on December 14th and 15th in Brooklyn. You know, you just got to hear this. It's just fabulous stuff. He's trailblazing, peacemaking, and keeping the streets of Brooklyn safe and helping the residents of the city of New York, not just Brooklyn, but helping the residents of the city of New York have a much safer environment within which to live. Also, making sure that you're keeping your record clean so you can get, you're able to get jobs and you're able to, you know, just live your life in the most productive way with incredible professional style. So, Jerome, whenever you are ready, we are ready for the interview with District Attorney Charles J. Hines of Brooklyn, New York.
When you can make a person smile when they taste the food that you cook, it does something to your heart. I think what people like most about the grill food is the taste. The flavor comes from that oak wood, the shrimp, the fresh fish, the steak. It locks in the flavor, it seals in the juices so that when you put the fork in it, it just goes through it like butter. It's beautiful. I'm proud to be a grill master. I love food. My name is Charles Hempel. I'm a Red Lobster grill master, and I see food differently.
I want to see more serious political conversations.
Welcome back. You're listening to Professional Style, and I'm your host, Kathleen Williams, and we have a very, very, very fabulous guest with us tonight, a really exciting show. We're going to be talking with a District Attorney, Charles Hines, this evening of Kings County, right here in Brooklyn, New York, and we're going to be finding out a lot about some of the programs that are happening there this coming weekend, and also some of the amazing programs that are going on year-round and the fabulous things District Attorney Hines has been doing in Brooklyn. So welcome back to Professional Style. Again, you're listening to your host. I'm Kathleen Williams, and with me tonight, I will bring right in a District Attorney Charles Hines. Welcome, District Attorney Hines. How are you?
It's good to be with you, Kathleen. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, thank you for being here, and of course, we can't let you go forward without Major. Thank you. taking time out of your Sunday evening to join us here on Professional Style to tell us about the programs that you're having in Brooklyn this coming weekend. I'm very excited about this. And
it's a wonderful opportunity for folks who have received C summonses. Those are the minor violations, which include riding a bicycle on a sidewalk or being in a park after dark with disorderly conduct or having an unleashed dog. And about 2.5 years ago, Reverend Johnny Ray Youngblood approached me and said that there were lots of folks that he was aware of in Central Brooklyn who had this problem, and that they didn't show up for court, and then something much more serious happens. A warrant for their arrest is issued. And I told Dr. Youngblood I'd look into it. To my shock, I found that at any one time, 250,000 people in Brooklyn have received these C summonses and have failed to appear in court, and as a result, warrants for their arrest issue. Now, there are two serious problems connected with that. Number one, if you're driving your automobile and you're stopped routinely by a police officer, your name goes into the computer, and the arrest warrant pops up, and you're then put into the system, waiting to see a judge for perhaps 20 hours. And the other serious consequence is that, you know, people who are looking for well-paying jobs find that they have to be fingerprinted in order to qualify for these jobs. And when someone is fingerprinted, of course, the warrant pops up, and the chances of their getting a job is between slim and none. Right. Now, we've had four events so far over the last 2 years in Brooklyn at four different churches, and we have been able to, by having a judge set up in a community room in these various churches, having court officers and court clerks present, having legal aid lawyers there, and Metropolitan Black Bar Association lawyers present, we've been able to clear 1,528 arrest warrants.
Oh, my goodness. That's incredible. And,
so
you know,
our next one is at Mount Zion Baptist Church at 365 Ralph Avenue on Friday, December 14th, and Saturday, December 15th, 9 to 3. And I want to make the point that if someone shows up at 3 o'clock, the line will not be shut down. We'll keep that line open until everyone is serviced.
It's incredible that you are offering a program like this. Most people will think, you know, if we're dealing with the district attorney, the district attorney's office, what I need to do is be very afraid. You know, I'm not going to show up. Something terrible is going to happen. And that's not what's happening here at all. So,
no, and it's one of the things that we are constantly struggling with, Kathleen, to make people understand that what we have done in Brooklyn during the last 23 years I've been privileged to have the job is to redesign the Office of a Public Prosecutor. So no longer the traditional prosecutor waiting for a cop to lock someone up and then prosecuting and then have the judge send someone to jail. We have many, many prevention programs, alternative programs once someone gets into the system, and even reentry programs for the formerly incarcerated. And this particular program, as we call Project Safe Surrender, is important for the public safety of people living in Brooklyn. When you deny people hope, when you make people feel that they're in an adversarial position where they're going to get locked up for not showing up for a minor summons, like, you know, being in the park after dark, if you deny them the opportunity to get a decent job, some will stray into the other side of the criminal justice system. And by doing this, we look to prevent that happening.
And you also improve the, you know, the dynamic of life in Brooklyn in general by doing this and helping people preserve their opportunity to work and so forth. It just makes Brooklyn a even a more fabulous place to live.
No question about it. And the Brooklyn that I joined as the DA in 1990 was the fifth most violent place in America per capita. In 2003, Money Magazine said we were one of the 10 best places to live. Now, I wouldn't be foolish enough to say that's all because of me and my office, but certainly the combination of community involvement, people got tired of hiding behind triple locked doors, people working with the police and with my office has had a tremendous change in public safety levels in the county. And this program, Safe Surrender, together with another program we're going to have on Saturday, December 15th, a gun buyback program, is one of the reasons that Brooklyn has begun to flourish.
Let's talk a little bit about the gun buyback program as well, because this is, of course, is not your first one, but you in the borough of Brooklyn, these gun buyback programs are very successful. So can we talk a little bit about that, too?
Sure. We started this in 2002, and we called it Turn It In for Benjamin. And it was come down to our office at 250 J Street, come to the lobby, no questions asked, give us an operable handgun or an operable shotgun or rifle. We'll give you $100 bill with Ben Franklin's image on the bill, of course. It was relatively successful. And then Reverend Joe Jones, who was my clergy liaison to the Brooklyn community, came up with a great idea in 2008. He said, you know, if we had these buyback programs at designated churches, people would feel a lot more comfortable coming to a church than to a DA's office or to a police station. And I thought it was a great idea, and we started that in 2008. Other DA's offices in the city have replicated the program. And again, if you bring an operable gun or handgun to this year it's going to be at Mount Ali Baptist Church, 1698 St. Mark's Avenue, in St. Peter Lutheran Church in 105 Highland Place on Saturday, December 15th, between 10 and 4. If you bring an operable handgun or an operable rifle or shotgun, you get a $200 bank card for the handgun. You get a $20 bank card for the shotgun or rifle. Now, since 2008, my colleagues and I have seen 7,300 guns taken off the streets of New York City. Now, that to me is just an incredible accomplishment, and it's an understanding that there are other ways of dealing with gun violence. Pleased to tell you that in Westchester County and in Suffolk County and Nassau County, they've also replicated this program, increasing the number of guns taken off the streets by another 2,000. And when people ask me, as they ordinarily do, do you really think criminals would turn in their guns? And the answer is, of course not. But criminals will break into your house and take a gun, or they'll break into your car and take a gun out of the glove compartment. Mm-hmm. And by this program, getting guns off the street, we lessen the possibility of a young kid being killed and mom and dad or the grandparents being denied Christmas.
Absolutely. And, as I think another gun off the street is always a way to make a safer Brooklyn and a safer New York. But I just wanted to have you mention that number again. You said 7,300, right?
In New York City, that's right. And another 2,000 if you add up Westchester, Nassau, and Suffolk County.
That's incredible. So almost 10,000.
That's serious firepower.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That is almost 10,000 guns. That's really very serious. And some of the things, you know, people don't think about, that there's quite a few individuals in our area who have drug addiction or alcohol addiction and so forth. And just having a gun in the environment just makes it that much more dangerous when people are dealing with problems like that. So turning those guns in, I think, is a great idea. And also to have the encouragement and a safe place for people to bring it in so they don't have to, and I'm assuming, again, that there's no questions asked when they bring it in. They're not checked and fingerprinted
nothing,
and all of that.
The only thing they do is they turn the gun into a range officer. And, you know, the cost of the overtime for these range officers is about $6,000. And local elected officials, for example, Senator John Sampson, Senator Thelma Montgomery, Councilman Bill Boylan, Assemblyman Espinel, Martin, and Martin DeLon, Senator, as well as Eric DeLon, council members, all of those elected officials, to their credit, have chipped in to pay for the cost of the range officers. And that's just a very responsible way to deal with getting these guns off the streets.
Fabulous. And I want to congratulate you. It to me, every time I have the opportunity to talk to you, District Attorney Hines, I feel like you are trailblazing the programs that we should see throughout the state of New York. So I want to honor you for that and ask
that's
you to
talk
with
you.
Well, really,
that's very
really
kind of you, it really is. But you know, it's a recognition that you can't prison build your way to public safety. What you have to do is really do something about drug addiction, as we've done for nearly 23 years. I mean, having a residential drug treatment program for folks who get into the criminal justice system, and instead of sending them to jail, which was the rule in 1989, trying to get people to become citizens. You know, people going to jail on the installment plan for life because of their addiction is not the way to deal with it. You know, and the same thing can be said of, you know, what do you do about the fact that people coming home from prison, you know, with no structure, no help, no support, they get rearrested at the rate of 6 out of 10 in 3 years in an ARP reentry program, which was designed by Pat Gatling, who was the Commissioner of Human Rights for the Bloomberg administration. She was my first assistant when she designed the program 13 years ago. Professor Bruce Weston of Harvard found that we reduced recidivism rates by more than half. So it's 2 out of 10 rather than 6 out of 10. And that's maintaining public safety and saving lives.
And I don't know the exact numbers, District Attorney Hines, but that sounds like a very, very high number from what I've heard around the country as far as recidivism. That sounds like a tremendous success.
Yeah, well, 6 out of 10 is the national average. And wow. to knock it down to 2 out of 10 is really something we're proud of. But, you know, I work with a number of education leaders, including Bill Pollard, the president of Vega Rivers College, and we believe that by expanding, for example, GED resources for the formerly incarcerated, we can knock this down to 1 out of 10 and maybe by fractions.
Wow. And we really need that. Yeah, especially in communities like Brooklyn, and it's always a dear thing to my heart because the numbers of African American men in particular in prison is so high that you know, having them come out and not have an opportunity to be able to get jobs or get education that they need and so forth is really vital.
Well, I'll tell you, Kathleen, you really should take some time, and I'd be more than happy to give you a personal tour to come and see our reentry program. It's every Friday at 1:30. It's 45 minutes, and you'll see just extraordinary things happen. I invited as a guest last week ago Friday Reverend Sharpton, and
yes.
I must tell you, when he witnessed it, I think for the first time since I've known the Reverend for 25 years, we met when I first started the Howard Beach case 25 years ago, but it was the first time I saw him near speechless. It was extraordinary to watch.
That's awesome. Yes, I work with Reverend Craig, so
yeah.
I know he was there with Reverend Sharpton. And I heard I had an opportunity to interview Reverend Sharpton just the other day with Reverend Craig, and they spoke very, very highly of you in the program there. So mm-hmm. I'm always happy to say, yes, I know District Attorney Hines. I'm always excited to say, to sing your praises and the fabulous work that you're doing in Brooklyn. I'm really in awe and would love to see so many of these things come into Queens, where I am a resident. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about, if you have a couple more minutes to tell us
sure.
a little bit about some of the work that you do with the domestic violence unit as well.
Yeah, well, we started the first domestic violence bureau in 1990, shortly after I took office, and I did it in memory of my mother, who was a victim of domestic violence. And I saw the first example of that horrific violence as a five-year-old child, and watched it happen repeatedly until I was old enough and strong enough to stop it. And the benefits have grown incrementally for our victims of domestic violence and their surviving children. And it culminated in 8 years ago in the establishment of a family justice center in Brooklyn. We're on the one floor of our building at 350 J Street. There are 37 co-located agencies providing every conceivable resource to contain domestic violence for our victims and their surviving children, even to the point that we have something called Margaret's Place as part of the center. And Margaret was the mother of as my father was a drunk, and he would bounce around the local bars after a tour of duty and come home and pistol whip Margaret and terrorize Joe and his siblings. And Joe Torre's Safe at Home Foundation provides me with the resources to give counseling to the surviving children of domestic violence who, you know, like me, watching and feeling the fury and anger and frustration of having your mother beaten up, unless they're counseled, as I was counseled, will lash out and hurt people. Many, many people who go to upstate prison are surviving children of domestic violence. So in every sense, it's a public safety component as well. And you'll be pleased that in Queens County, they opened up the second Family Justice Center in New York City, and then that was followed by one in the Bronx, and there's one in the planning board for Manhattan. And I think that soon every county in the city will have a Family Justice Center, which will keep in containment this horrible nightmare that we have to dispel.
Absolutely. And thank you for so many ways, so many things I want to thank you for, but I want to really acknowledge and again honor you for sharing your story, because so many of us, you know, have this in our background, in our history, and it's not an easy thing to talk about. But the fact that you share your story with such compassion for the children who are coming out of this type of environment, to help them, and understanding that this is another way for people to go into that prison pipeline, is just really, it's very moving and very inspiring. So
I decided many, many years ago that I was going to tell people information that I never had, that you're not alone.
Yeah.
That there are many people who've suffered at this horrible experience, and there is a way out of this. You know, and as I often say, in Brooklyn today, no victim of domestic violence has to spend one more day in that horrific nightmare. There is help available.
Yeah, there is. And again, to have this available for families in Brooklyn, a Family Justice Center, I'm so happy that they are spreading throughout the state of New York, you know, the city of New York, certainly Queens, the Bronx, and coming up in Manhattan, so necessary and so needed, as well as the other programs that you've mentioned, the reentry and gun buyback, which we're working really hard to have happen here again in Queens, and safe surrender, which is phenomenal. Do you know whether or not safe surrender happens outside of Brooklyn?
No, not yet. I'm hopeful that my colleagues will begin to see the worth of it, and just as they did with the gun buyback. And it's expensive. I'll tell you that. You know, it costs $30,000 because the judge is there as a volunteer, but we have to pay for the cost of the court officers and the court clerks. Obviously, Legal Aid and the Metropolitan Black Bar Association volunteer as well. But, you know, to his credit, the great Johnny Ray Youngblood has been able to raise money from the private sector to have these programs. So, as I said, we have the fifth one coming up. If I may repeat it, it's Friday, December 14th, Saturday, December 15th, 9th, 3 at Mount Zion Baptist Church, 365 Ralph Avenue. And for our gun buyback program, Saturday, December 15th, 10 to 4 at Mount Olive Baptist Church, 1698 St. Mark's Avenue, and St. Peter Lutheran Church, 105 Highland Place. Spread the word, bring the guns to church, and let's try and save some lives this Christmas season.
Absolutely. And I will be posting the flyers. I downloaded them from your website, and I'll give out your website as well. Putting it on Facebook and so forth to get as many people. Now, for Safe Surrender, I understand that people from any part of New York can come over.
Any place in New York City. The same with the guns. You don't have to live in Brooklyn. Anywhere from New York City, you can show up and get your arrest warrant set aside, and you can turn the gun in and get a $200 bank card.
That's fabulous. Oh, District Attorney Charles Hines is here with us, everyone. I want to thank you so much for taking time out on your Sunday evening to join us during this holiday season. I thank you. I wish you and your family a most tremendous, happy, safe, and prosperous holiday.
And I thank you, Kathleen, for this opportunity, and I wish you the best, you and your listeners, for a wonderful holy holiday.
Oh, thank you. And I am going to come over and visit reentry program. Yes, I definitely will. I'll give Sharon a call and let her know when I can come over and see.
We will look forward to having you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And have a great evening.
You too, pal.
Thank you again for joining us.
You're
welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye. Everyone, you are listening to Professional Style, and we are talking with District Attorney Charles Hines from Brooklyn, New York. And he shared with us some amazing programs that are going on, and I'm going to be running those back with you as soon as we get back from break. Friday and Saturday, December 14th and 15th, the Safe Surrender Program and the Gun Buyback Program will be this Saturday afternoon from 10 to 4, and I will be giving you all that information. I'll be tweeting it. I'll have it up on my Facebook page as well and up on our website. So we'll look forward to talking with you a little bit more when we get back from this break. You're listening to Kathleen Williams, and this is Professional Style. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back. Starting Sunday, this coming Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a new show called Professional Style, where we talk about singles, professionals, parents, travel, lifestyle, and living. If you are a professional, if you're single, you're a parent, or whatever your status in life, Professional Style, every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Ask Kathleen Network. Of Brooklyn, New York, Charles Hines. Again, I thank you, District Attorney Hines, for being with us on a Sunday night in December. How dedicated is that? So information about the gun buyback program, the safe surrender program, if you have warrants so that you are not picked up on the street while you're driving, have your car taken from you and or arrested or worse. You can go to the Safe Surrender Program and, get a decision right there on the spot with a judge, and they're trying to make sure that people can get rid of those warrants and get them dismissed. So don't be afraid. Go in there. What he told me is that no one leaves there in handcuffs. Now, if you killed a bunch of people, listen, don't call me, all right? But other than that, nobody leaves there in handcuffs. So we're talking about C misdemeanors. You want to look at that. So anyway, thank you so much for joining us here on Professional Style. So Ronnie and Jerome, what did you all think of that interview?
Fantastic. I love the fact that people aren't leaving in handcuffs.
Me too. He's doing some great stuff in Brooklyn, boy, I tell you. So I'm going to go over there and go to the reentry. I can't wait.
Amazing. That is a fabulous program. It's the best thing I've heard, for community uplift.
Yes.
And the fact that they're trying, what they're doing to get some of the weaponry off the street.
Yes.
If we could get some of the weaponry out of the hands of these young people that don't need a weapon. When we were growing up, nobody got shot. I don't remember anybody ever getting shot.
Mm-hmm. No. Outside of the war.
No, outside of the war. And even the, you know, the, we had a lot of friends that went to the military. None of them came back with weapons.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely right.
They came back with other contraband that I refused to mention on the radio, but they definitely did come back with weapons.
That's right. So, everybody, thank you so much for joining us tonight. You are listening to Professional Style. I am your host, Kathleen Williams. I'm here with my co-host, Veronica, Ronnie, Best. And Ronnie, you didn't get to do a rage tonight, but we'll come back in with it next Tuesday.
Sure. I want to do...
Yeah, and our producer, Jerome. Jerome, thank you so much for all your hard work in the background. You are doing
excellent work. Thank you so much.
Excellent work. What an honor that we have you over here in your professionalism. So, ladies and gentlemen,
you didn't ask him what he wants for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Tell us what you want for Christmas, Jerome.
I'll tell you next week. We'll get something.
All right. So pass around the link. Make sure that your friends get to listen to this excellent information. If you are in New York, we gotta get this info out. So I think we are just about ready to be off the air. So this is Kathleen Williams. We're signing off now from Professional Style. Have a great week, everybody.